A nearly 20-year-old book is back on the bestseller list, isn't it, Dean?
Yeah, the Bob Newhart memoir that came out in 2006 that was called I Shouldn't Even Be Doing This shot back up the bestseller list over the weekend following the death of Bob Newhart. It is number one on Amazon's Kindle charts for comedian biographies and number five on Amazon's television biographies chart. People have described this book as being part autobiography, part memoir, part a comedy routine. It's totally written in Bob Newhart's voice, so you'll definitely be able to enjoy that. If you hadn't heard the news, Bob Newhart died last Thursday at the age of 94. And if you're a Newhart fan, by the way, CBS is doing a Bob Newhart special tonight, so you'll be able to see lots of his greatest hits and kind of an overview of this amazing, great guy that we love so much.
At the movie box office over the weekend, was this a surprise? I guess it was, huh? People expected this movie to do well, but not this well.
Yeah, I don't think anyone expected Twister to be breaking records the way that it did. I definitely did not. I mean, it's a summer popcorn movie, that's for sure. And, you know, pleasant enough, fun enough. See it on as big a screen as you possibly can. I think I gave it a Dean's List B, if I'm remembering correctly, but it earned $80 million over the weekend, which is enormous, and makes it the third largest movie opening of the year, just behind Inside Out 2 and Dune Part 2. Interesting that they're all sequels. The original Twister from 1996 made $494 million globally, so this one, just in its first weekend, well on its way to matching that.
And as far as music goes, Eminem number one as far as the album charts.
He's turned into a real kind of mainstream. I mean, he's still a rapper. You know, I guess he's still angry. I don't know. I'm not that much into his music, but I know a lot of people are. He's got a new album out that's called The Death of Slim Shady. And it is the new number one album in the country. It's his 11th album hitting the number one spot. This ends Taylor Swift's 12-week run on holding the number one spot with her album, The Tortured Poets Society. The album debuted with 220 million streams and 114,000 digital downloads. That's how you crazy kids are listening to music these days.
Yeah,
it's even number one in the UK, which is significant because prior to this, Eminem was tied with Michael Jackson at having 11 number one albums in a row. So now he bumps up and is tied with U2, Rod Stewart, David Bowie, and also Taylor Swift.
Tell us about Common's big weekend in Chicago.
It was a pretty cool night. I mean, it was a gorgeous weekend, perfect weekend to do anything outside. But, you know, downtown at Pritzker Pavilion, it was a very special kind of feeling with, you know, rapper, activist, Common getting together with the Grant Park Symphony Orchestra and chorus to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Millennium Park. What was really interesting was the crowd for this was everything. It was honestly mostly families that had come out to see the show, but it was black, white, it was young, it was old, it was just everybody that had come out to see Common. He's another one that has become a very mainstream performer now. I'm sure it didn't hurt when he brought his real-life girlfriend on stage, Jennifer Hudson, who is, you know, the queen of daytime talk these days. And they did a couple of songs together, songs from Common's a brand new album. They did one a beautiful gospel song, and then the song for which Common won an Academy Award and a Grammy and a Golden Globe, the song called Glory, that came from the album Selma, he did with Jennifer, and it was moving and great to see Jennifer. It's been such a long time since I've seen her in concert. To just, you know, to hear her on stage with that amazing, powerful voice, and, you know, knowing that they are a real life couple, it's like, oh, that's kind of cute. Do you kind of like to see the two of them together?
Sounded cool with that orchestra.
It was amazing with the there were other moments as well. With the Gramparts Symphony that was big and bold, and the classical complemented the rap, and the rap complemented the classical music. And in this kind of venue, I mean, you could really appreciate the poetry. A lot of people go, oh, I don't like rap music. I don't like it. It's angry. It's violent. Commons music is not like that. It's pure, 100% beautiful poetry. It was a great night. Beautiful, beautiful night there.
I tell you, when you're sitting there and you're looking at the Michigan Avenue buildings there, yep, and the skyline of Chicago, it's tremendous.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, a Chicago artist, you felt kind of proud, you know, being from Chicago. It's like, there is no city that can provide such a beautiful background for an evening like that.
No question about it. And Dean, tell us about the trouble that a reggae star is in, along with his mother, right?
Yeah, this is a really weird story. You may remember in 2007, there was kind of this reggae song called Beautiful Girls. The artist was Sean Kingston. Pleasant, a nice little song. He hasn't really had too many big hit songs since then. But unfortunately, he's back in the news, not in a way that he wants to be. He and his mom both are now facing federal charges. They've been indicted in Florida on multiple counts of wire fraud. I guess if you're going to, you know, if you're going to get indicted, may as well do it as a family. that's kind of nice that they're keeping it like, you know, within the confines of home. Prosecutors say that they used bogus documents to defraud sellers of $1 million worth of high-end vehicles, jewelry, and other goods. Their attorney has not had any comments, but he and his mom are now facing 20 years in prison on each of those counts. So it's a serious thing.
Yeah, well, maybe they can get in the same cell so they can
be
together.
Nice.
So
nice.
Who showed up at J-Lo's birthday party?
Well, I'll tell you who didn't show up at J-Lo's birthday party. It would be her husband, Ben Affleck, who, you know, there's been tons of rumors and speculation, really more than that. Now they're selling their house. Neither of them are wearing their wedding rings anymore. Although officially still married, they are very definitely not together. And over the weekend, J-Lo turned 55 years old. She threw herself a birthday party in the Hamptons. Lots of her friends were there. Her mom was there. This was kind of interesting for an adult birthday party. They had a Bridgerton theme, you know, the TV series Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm.
You had to show up dressed up like you were in the Bridgertons in order to attend the party. Does that sound like a child's birthday party? Is it just me?
When I'm
like adult birthday parties.
When I'm president, I will do two things immediately on my first day. One will be I will make it illegal to force anybody to wear a costume for any kind of event. And two, yeah, I will outlaw destination weddings.
Oh, see? Yeah, those are both very good.
You vote for me?
Yeah. And as it turns out, there is an opening for someone to run for president
now.
There is a vacancy right now, so if you're interested in that.
How did your weekend Burger Fest go?
Oh, you know what? This was a weekend of gluttonous eating for me. A Friday night, I went to, I know this is also one of Bob's favorite restaurants, Sisaria Greek Restaurant on Tui in Lincolnwood.
Mm-hmm.
I went there, had a really nice Greek meal. Saturday, I was one of the judges at the 17th annual Roscoe Village Burger Fest.
Where's the beef?
Well, it's in my belly right now, if you really want to know. It was really fun. You know, the weather could not be more perfect this weekend for any kind of outdoor event. And there were all kinds of food booths, but 12 burger joints around the Chicago area competed in this. So me and the other three judges, we had various portion sizes of 12 different burgers that they brought for us to eat. And the winner wound up being Fatso's Last Stand. Fatso's Last Stand, which is on Clybourne. They have a location on Clybourne in Chicago and one in Ukrainian Village. They do make a good burger, but this one was it was more like a traditional burger. I mean, what I've noticed, the trend for burger places is put as much stuff on the beef patty as you possibly can, which I don't like. I like tasting. I like tasting the hamburger in there. Everything else should be in moderate portions. And Fatso's got it right. They had the right proportion. It was a double beef patty. It was on a nice brioche bun. It had some onion, lettuce, tomato on it. And they had bacon jam on their burger, not slices of bacon, which can get a little messy, in my opinion. But this bacon jam, which is a little on the sweet side, but it still has a nice, mild bacon flavor. It was very, very tasty. So they did it right. There were a few places that didn't go overboard that all of the judges really liked quite a bit. Last year's winner, which was Stop Along, won that was our vote was the critic's choice, and then everyone who attended the fest got to vote as well. And last year's critic's choice winner, Stop Along, which is on Milwaukee Avenue, they won the overall event. They did a Smashburger, but also still, it was kind of like a minimalized. It wasn't like some of the burgers they served us, had fried eggs on them. We had a Gator Burger, which was not that great. There were a bunch of different kinds, but Stop Along had a good old-fashioned smash burger, and that was the winner there.
I like those smash burgers, and I'm going to have to try Fatso's. I keep hearing a lot about the aptly named Fatso's.
It was delicious. It was delish.
All right, go back and digest. We'll talk tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Thank you, Dean.